Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody. Welcome, 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 welcome. We're going to have so much fun today, Benny. Benny.
Yes,
Jacob,
ma'am.
We're going to have so much fun.
Always.
Oh, my God. Fiery words with Christine Clark. Fiery words. I have been so waiting to do this show. And I want to just say this to everybody, because I've gone through a lot of things in life. I work with a lot of coaches. But when I think about what Christine Clark does, and I just want to say, forging a life with Coach Christine Clark. So forging a life, you're going to hear today what the truths are in the creation of Katana. And I love the process she uses. And for me, you know, when I think about if I'm going to work with a coach, I got to work with somebody that's totally relating to the essence of what's going on in my life. And so when I think about, and if you've missed any of the previous shows, by the way, that we've done, you go back and listen to them, and we'll make sure you know how to do that. But if you want to work with Christine, go to sunglowtransformation.com. But the process is so relevant to transformation at the deep layered level that when you hear today's show, and what she does and how she works with people, you're going to get a sense that this is about igniting passion, purpose, and taking action. But what is it about firing words? What is it about this beautiful platform and the yes that Christine has said to her life's path? When you look at all of the certifications she's had, neuro-linguistic programming, neuro-transformational coaching, you name it, you think about Elite Success Systems Master Coach, and then you look at that and you bring it together into a process that allows us to understand where we are in the nature of transformation, but more importantly, how she has forged her own life in the fires of self-employment. Probably unlike me, I've been fired from every job I've ever had, but my self-employment came out of necessity. When you say yes to helping other people and to be successful in a corporate environment, a coaching environment, and then to create something that allows people to fully relate and express where they are in any point in time, that's how you know that you as an individual will be able to change. Today, what does fiery words and thermal cycling have to do with the DNA we have and how we get down at the cellular issue to move some stuff along? Christine, great to have you, Coach Christine.
Great to be here, Pat. Thank you. This is a great topic. I'm excited to talk about the words. Yes.
I don't even know where to start. Can I start with saying that I am a daughter of a truck driver? So you can only imagine. And please don't email me. I really am a daughter of a truck driver. So I don't mean it metaphorically. I really mean I know what it's like to be around truck drivers. But it took a lot of years to understand the power of words.
Yeah. Mm. Right. Yeah. And for those people who, you know, go back and listen to some of the past episodes, but in the making of the katana and the lessons of the katana, there's a part called the thermal cycling where the blade gets immersed, dipped into what is, you know, a baby volcano, really. It's molten salt. And as the blade goes in and out of the different fires, when it's drawn out, as it's shaped, the internal structure gets chunky, gets really big. And so the thermal cycling is when the blade is pretty much smoothed out and finished, but you still have to go in and it gets totally immersed in the salt, left there and then pulled out again and totally immersed. And what happens is those big chunky grains refine, that gives the blade its resilience. And we're talking about language today, and language is immersive. We are submersed in our language, whether we're talking out loud or it's going on in our heads, it's nonstop. And so language is one of those pieces that relate to the thermal cycling, because we're immersed in it and we are changing our internal structure. We're changing our outcomes based on what we're saying.
I want to talk about this from a lot of different perspectives. Let's talk about the profound shifts that you are referencing at the molecular level.
Yeah.
In the last hour, I made a reference. I don't know why I thought about Carolyn Mace. I haven't interviewed Carolyn in a long time, but I used to do a number of interviews with her, and she and I used to really go at it. And we used to literally, I mean, I remember on one show at the end of the show, she called me stupid 3 times and the listeners like started to send her hate mail. But when I heard it, I could hear the chuckle in her voice. Didn't mm-hmm. diminish those words though. I mean, I could hear Carolyn just saying, I could hear those things and the chuckle behind it. But the words themselves were so powerful, they upset a lot of people. And mm-hmm. let's talk about that. How many things do we say in language? How many things do we say where we don't think we have an impact on another person?
Right. And our words carry so much weight. And what you find out is that what you are saying, what you're communicating, you think we're communicating clearly, and yet what's being received isn't always what we intend. You know, words are just that complicated. And what we have is that the language matters because it's insidious. It gets into our cells. It's talks to our body, and we have that physical reaction. In the thermal cycling of the blade, one of the things that happens in that is it changes from face-centered to body-centered. Cubic. For us, when we talk about face-centered, it's like dice. It's all the dots on the outside of the dice. That's when we're concerned with appearances. We're concerned with the accolades, or you know, where we are in the leaderboard and having a nice car and a big house. And that's the face-centered. When we shift to the body-centered, it's like, you ever see those little cube boxes with the light inside? It's a glow on the inside. Yeah. When we're body-centered, we're glowing from the center. We are working from our center. And then we are more connected to who we really are. And what we're putting out into the world is our language gets cleaner. We're able to communicate better. We're paying more attention, not to with a periphery, but to really what the context is, both talking to ourselves and talking to other people.
You know, this is one of the more important lessons I've learned in my life. And I was just on another show, and I woke up today and we were talking about loss and the language of loss, right? Mm-hmm. And I woke up today and I realized that I put on a jacket and I'm sitting at a desk that belonged to a friend of mine who passed away in 2006. And her message to me, and let's talk about words. Her message to me and what she asked me to promise was that the purpose and passion that she and I started on parallel, but we had a person to help people to transform the world, that I wouldn't abandon it, that I would keep moving forward. And there's language about that that will get us to where we want. But I'll tell you, Christine, there's language that we don't realize that stops us.
Absolutely. Right? Yeah. Right. Yeah. All different kinds of ways we say things. And I love what you just shared, that what she said to you, and you have the desk to remind you.
And the jacket.
And the jacket. And you know, one of the things that happens with language is it's always evolving. We can assign new meaning and learn things from our language. I was listening to somebody else on Transformation Talk Radio just the other day, and she was talking about intention. And the way she used intention and her definition of that was very new to me, to my interpretation of what intention was. But she was able to use that word and then open deeper meanings for people. And that's one of the wonderful things about the language, is you can always have new shifts, new understandings, even from something that you thought you already had defined. And it carries.
And I want to talk about this in the process of fiery words and in the thermocycling and talking about the katana, because, you know, there's a direct relationship between the change in structure in the thermocycling of the katana and the change in structure within ourselves.
Absolutely.
And the power of these words. You know, that knowledge, that knowing came to you. And I want to take a short break. When we come back, I want to talk about that inner knowing and when does that click for us? Like, when do we get that messaging? Like, do we remember the first time our mom and dad said stop or no? Mm-hmm. Or do we remember the first time that was said and our uncle intervened and said, no, let her do it? What do we remember? How do they imprint on ourselves? And then what is it about this beautiful katana and the process it goes through where we can literally see this? And how do we take that and believe that we can do that to ourselves? Coach Christine Clark is joining us here today. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, you have an inner child. Don't give up on it. When we come back, Christine's going to take us through what we can do to not just have fiery words, but fire up that heart and our gut and our actions. We'll be right back.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center, 425-451-0404. Or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
What we've been taught and told is not all there is. Life is all about energy, and the energy you feel is real. Tune into the energy paradigm each month on transformationtalkradio.com with Dr. Vic. The energy paradigm is an eye-opening, mind-shifting, transformative, and earth-shattering way to live, work, and do business that will enable you to unlock your magic every day. Visit theenergyparadigm.com.
Has your kindness been used against you? Are you ready to clear the confusion and reconnect with your power? Then it's time to become toxic person proof. Join toxic relationship specialist Sarah K. Ramsey as she gives you the secrets to rebuilding and rebranding your life after a toxic person encounter. It's time to get past the past, get real about the present, and get serious about your future. For more information, visit sarahkramsey.com.
If you struggle with fear and anxiety, you know how powerless and stuck these emotions can make you feel. You've tried everything, but nothing helped you overcome these blocks. Dr. Friedman Schaub, award-winning author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, created a special program which helped thousands of his clients to become healthy, happy, and confident again. Learn how to eliminate negative self-talk, let go of your emotional baggage, and replace limiting beliefs. With Dr. Friedman's accelerated program, you can break through your challenges. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Fiery Words with Coach Christine Clark. For those of you, let's make sure folks know how they can work with you, how they can find out more about the process, how they can find out more about Forging a Life, all of that, if you don't mind.
Absolutely. You can find me on Facebook at Coach Christine Clark. Find my website, which is sunglowtransformation.com. You can leave comments on the blog. You can click in for a free coaching session. All my information's there on the different one-on-one coaching, group coaching, and speaking that I offer.
I love this because Forging a Life, which we've talked about on previous shows, but for those of you that are just tuning in or being introduced to this for the first time, you know, Forging a Life and having a coaching practice that really takes the process from beginning to end in the spirit of, you know, how the beautiful, beautiful blade of katana is shaped, cultivated, the energy that goes in it, the finite precision that goes in it, and the process that goes in it. But today, one of the things we're talking about is fiery words. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what is it about this, that thermal cycling, what is it about this that also goes on within us? But more importantly, Christine, it's based on what happens to us, even at really super early stages of our life. Well, we forget, is it possible to ignite that inner child? Is it possible? And what is it we have to do?
Yeah, absolutely, Pat. We are formed and from day one between, you know, from our parents and our environment and society, and all of that contributes to who we become and shapes us for our future. The inner child, our subconscious, is the piece that is most powerful for us. And our child's always listening, everything we say, whether it's out loud or in our head. And to really influence and empower and impassion that child, we want to be careful about the words we use, and we have to speak to the child's language, because that inner child has her own way of operating, and it's not at all intellectual. Like, we want to, you know, say, I'm going to, you know, rule the world, yay, but she's not listening because she's a three-year-old, if you think about a three-year-old. So there are specific ways that we language things, use our words, that can really connect to that inner child and turn her passion on, which is lighting ourselves up to have and be and do what we want. She believes in what we say verbatim. So when we badmouth ourselves, she's listening, and you say, oh, I'm no good at that. She goes, okay, check, you're no good at that. We're good. Yeah. And she, you know, when we are setting our sights, when we're talking to ourselves about what we want, the child only operates in present tense. So when you talk about what you want, I guess affirmations is what comes to my mind. You talk about not that you're going to get or you're going to have. You talk as if I have this, I am this, I'm doing this. It's present tense. That connects to that inner child. She understands that and brings it to you. And she is an emotional being. We are emotional beings at our core.
Yeah.
And so talking with energy and happiness and excitement, that's great. When we explode in maybe anger or some other things, and we say some things that are, you know, I'm such
even
an idiot.
Right.
Even yeah.
In tone, right?
Even
I mean,
in tone.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And so she connects that. She doesn't care whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. If there's energy on it, we're all about that. That's the magnet. And so there are different ways that we interact with that child just by what we're saying. And so being aware of that so that you can speak in a language that she understands.
I just went through this. I want to throw something out there because, you know, what we're talking about has a universal impact. And it has impact. And, you know, Christine, this is something I know you work on with folks. We could be facing a life situation as benign. So let me give you a real life example for me. My buddies are going to have to demolish the apartment I live in. And so, oh, really? On a year that I thought I really wanted to be stable. So I asked the universe, right? Okay. Hey, look, I'm going to get this done. We're launching the network. You know, just some stability, right? Just keep things here, right? So this comes up very suddenly. So I have a choice in that moment, what I do with it. Now, look, many people would say, no big deal, Pat. Just find another place. And, you know, there's a reality to that. But then you start on a journey, and let's talk about words of compromise, words of settling.
Right.
Words that we use in our everyday life that are not quite what we desire. And if we don't speak what we desire, we will get that thing we don't desire.
Absolutely.
Isn't that part of the conversation as well?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have to speak to what we want to create. And like you had this idea asking the universe for stability, and the universe said, nah, new plan. And in those times of disruption, of course, we've had a whole huge span of disruption, that what we say, how we language things, brings us our outcomes. So you can say, you know, the universe is against me. You know, I'm going to fight this. I don't want to go looking. I don't want to, you know, I'm upset because this is being dumped on me. Or we can say, okay, this is not the plan for now. What can I create out of this? What can I make out of this? What is the next better thing that's coming around the corner? And by shifting that perspective and languaging it, that you're excited about what could happen, that it's okay. You know, I've got me. I've been through this before. You know, this is not the first time nor the last time I'm going to be disrupted. And what you know is I've got the body for this.
Yeah.
I can handle it.
Yeah, you're so right. Because the minute I got to that, and it took, okay, sometimes I'm a little bit slow, right? You know,
no.
I got a lot of people around me, and then I got a lot of people to help me. And then I work with you and I listen to you, and I get to the place where I realize there's something better on the other side. But what do I need to shift? What do I need to change? Isn't that what we're talking about when we think about language literally being the power to change at the molecular level?
It is. It is. Because our language surrounds us, it works through us, and we have the power to just simply shift our words. I remember when I was in direct sales, and there was always this thing about find your why, find your why, find your why, because if you have your why, it's all going to be fine. And I fooled myself that my why was being able to do something wonderful for my kids or being able to have something for the house. And it wasn't until I was in a workshop where we actually did a neuro-linguistic process of asking, you know, what's important to you. And we kept asking the same silly question, and I kept answering and dropping down through level, through level, through level, until I landed on significance. What's important to me is to live a significant life. And that has nothing to do with my spouse or my children or my house, but that piece, that word, significance, is a talisman for everything I do at this point, because that talks to who I am in the world and what I can be and what I want to share with other people.
Yeah. And that's really for today, that's the conversation, that we so have the power. We have that power. We don't need to get the approval of this or that, or we don't need to go to the gym 7 days a week to understand we have the power to choose our language.
Right.
And, you know, part of this too is if you've never done it before, and please talk to this. If you've never done it before, it's a great no-risk experiment.
Absolutely. It is. And, you know, that's the cool thing about language and words, because it's simple. It's not complicated. You don't need a PhD. And you can just shift, just change one word, change one way you language something. We're going to talk about, you know, some of those words later on.
Yeah,
but it is so powerful because you have, I mean, to change what you're saying is so easy.
And this is really the next thing we're going to talk about when we come back. What is the possibility that emerges, you know, from that shift? What is the new molecular level? And mm-hmm. are we willing and bold enough to look out the words that we could ask, the desires we ask? What if, in fact, what I was really looking for was a place that might have great energy that maybe a friend of mine might own, because that's important to me? You know, what if it could be all on one level? You know, what if, mm-hmm. all of the what ifs? And what does happen then to the molecular structure of the universe to align to those words?
Yeah.
That's what we're going to talk about.
Yeah. Speaking impossibility.
That happens. Yeah. Right in front of your face. And you say to yourself, I don't know why I mentioned that to her. She doesn't know why she called me about her rental property. When we come back, your words work. How do we extinguish our flame? Ouch. Christine Clark, we'll be right back.
Are you meeting your sales goals? Or maybe your business plan could use a dose of the divine? Tune in to Divinely Driven Results with faith-based business coach Elise Smith on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Coach Elise Smith helps listeners get unstuck from their business plateau and become empowered through divine guidance. Build up belief in yourself and your dreams, and learn business strategies that work for you for real lasting results. Learn more by visiting www.divinelydrivenresults.com.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares practical tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you learn to live your best life. Live the good life, connecting your physical and spiritual self with Sabrina Wright. Every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to the show Heart Change Consciousness with me, Dr. Trish DeRocher, as stories of inspired activism come to life. Listening to conversations with your favorite authors, change makers, and many more who practice inspired spiritual activism and transform vulnerabilities into sources of strength. Let's be inspired together through my show, Heart Change Consciousness, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to TransformationRadio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. I'm Dr. Pat. For more information about me, go to the Dr. Pat Show. Pretty soon, my site will be up and you'll be able to take a look at kind of like a lot of fun things. But today, it's all about Coach Christine Clark. And I want to make sure to you know that we have been doing a series. And if you haven't heard the previous shows Christine has done, please, you know, you can find them on her website. And let me tell you what that is. And you can find them on Transformation Talk Radio as well. SunGlowTransformation.com. Coach Christine is that and much more. And her process of forging a life is one that we've been talking about, is looking at truth in creation. And especially if we look at the making of Katana. And so what I want to say to all of you today, we're taking on a topic that's so important, but it's also part of something so powerful to literally change not only the molecular level within us, but the energy and the molecules around us. And that's what we're talking about today. Christine, people can get a hold of you on your website to work with you, right?
Absolutely.
If folks are saying, okay, I need some help forging my life, mm-hmm. like right now, can they go to your website for that, or is there a number to call? What's the best way?
Go to my website and click on the coaching page and just get yourself a free coaching consultation. We'll be able to meet and have a conversation, see if we're a fit, and move you along your path, make a needle point move.
Yeah. I work with 3 to 5 different people because I need help. It took me almost 4.5 decades to realize that I can't do it alone. And it depends on the story I have to change. So let's talk about how we extinguish our flame and what the triggers are.
Yeah.
So I'm an example. I've been telling myself for years, I can't write. I don't even know how to write. Writing a one page for a book proposal, it is daunting. Oh my gosh. I mean, just saying it makes me cringe. But they okay. seem benign, but they're not, right?
No, they're not. No, they're not. Your inner child, your body is listening to everything you say, and it takes it verbatim. So when you say, I can't do this, it believes you. Yeah. And, you know, language, when you talk about resistance triggers, we can set ourselves up to excel, or we can set ourselves up to stay right where we're at, to actually extinguish our flame, extinguish our passions with our words. And one of the things that is so common is when we talk about in terms of, I should have done this, or should have, would have, and, you know, we're shooting on ourselves. We're telling ourselves that we are less than, need. I need to do this. I need to do that. I hear it all the time around me, people using the word need. And that is a desperation energy. When you need something, it's not an energy that empowers, it's an energy that depletes. Or when you tell yourself, I have to do this, or I have to do that, same thing. It's words that we use, but the use of the word automatically triggers resistance. Our body says, no, wait, hey, I'm going to step back. I don't want to be pushed into doing this. I don't feel good about this. And our resistance comes up. And it's like we're actually pushing away from the thing that we think we're telling ourselves or that we want to accomplish because we're using the words that are triggering resistance.
Yeah. One of the things that I wanted to really get to is this idea that you brought up earlier, and I want to get to it now, is, first of all, if we say, how do we extinguish our flame? One, we have to believe we have a flame. Even if you're thinking to yourself, I don't have a flame, they have a flame, or somebody else has a flame. All of us have that flame inside, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
We just may forget.
Yeah, it's still there. Mm-hmm. Always there.
Mm-hmm. But let's talk about creating a body of language that presents itself as disempowering, and they are disempowering assumptions.
Mm-hmm.
And let's talk about them, because we might create a language, maybe that we speak out loud, or maybe we say under our breath, but it's a language that is disempowering.
Right.
And there are so many ways that we do it, right? Let's talk about what some of these words and language, let's talk about what people do say that they may not be aware that they're saying.
Right. They just, it comes out and we don't, that's part of it, Pat. We don't think about what we're saying. We're just using language as we've heard it around us as we grew up with it. One of the big ones is the when I, then I, you know, when I get to be on the Dr. Pat show, then I will be okay, or I will be the person I want to be. When I, and when you put those things in there, you know, when I get to this point of income, when I get to the graduation of college and then the master's degree and then the PhD, there's always putting in front of you an accomplishment to be had, something you have to do. And you're telling yourself that you're not going to be successful, you're not going to be happy, you're not going to be okay until you reach that piece. And that when I, then I just pushes ahead of you what you could be claiming now, that you're perfectly intelligent, that you're articulate, that you're smart, that you're empowered, that you're connecting with people, that you're making an impact in the world. And this, when I, you know, then, you know, when I do this, then I'll have that, or I'll be that. It just sticks it out there in front rather than letting you revel in it now.
Yeah. I want to ask everybody, raise your hand. Do you all listening, do you have one of those when I, then I? Think about it. Do you have one of those when I, then I? You know, we all do it. I mean, beginning of the year, what do? You know, when I lose 10 pounds, then mm-hmm. I'll dot, 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 dot. That's a big one every year, right? Mm-hmm. When I dot, 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 you know, then I'll ask my boss for the raise.
Right. Oh, big one.
That's just...
Yeah, because I have to show up at this level before I can ask for the raise, before I can be acknowledged by people, before I can say I'm good enough. Yeah.
Yeah. And, and you know, that's a big one. I'll tell you, more times than not, I hear when it's less stressful at our workplace, then I'll ask my boss. And I said to someone, well, wait a minute, you're in one of the most stressful, high-powered places. When do you think that might be, when it gets less stressful, right?
Mm-hmm.
But let's talk about, you know, these things that even go to the next level. Negative affirmations.
Right.
These right here, this is the icing on the I will never manifest cake right here.
Right. Absolutely. Because, and we speak them so plainly and automatically, and I'm always late. I'm too busy. I can't do that. Oh man. Yeah. Those are huge. But when we say that, I am, what you are claiming is this is you. There's no room for growth. There's no room for shift. And so you say, I'm always late. You're always going to be late. It really does, those negative affirmations, because we are affirming something that we personally are not enjoying. You know, when people say these things like I'm too busy, they don't want to be busy, but they're claiming that this is what it is.
Yeah. I like the other one. Oh man, I'm too tired.
Right.
Now, I'm not negating the fact that people feel tired. or people feel, fatigued. Mm-hmm. There is a word that's in front of it. I believe we have to figure out the language of self-care as well, right? Mm-hmm. But do we figure that language out at the expense of being too of something to negate something else we desire? And this is really the key for us, isn't it? Then we make the jump to the universal things, mm-hmm. right? I'm never going to be any good. I'm never going to have time to write my book. I have tried to drop 10 pounds for the past 60 years. I'm never going to be able. Those are now universals. What is the impact on those in terms of putting that flame out?
It leaves you absolutely nowhere to go. And the universals, again, just like the negative affirmations, pop up all the time. This morning, we've had, where I live, it's been bitter, bitter cold. We have snow on the ground, and I have bird feeders, and there's been 30, 40 birds there, every day. And this morning I looked out and I didn't see any activity. And I says, there's no birds there. My husband looks out and he says, oh yeah, there's a cardinal in the tree. It's like, what? So the no birds there, that was a lie. But because I was used to all the activity, and I didn't see that today. I didn't see the one that was there. And that's what universals does. It blinds us to the possibilities.
I want to take a short break. When we come back, there is an end game in all of this. And if you follow along at the making of anything with precision, with also inspiration and perspiration, when you move along those lines, what can we learn today and how to choose our words, but also how to choose the energy? It's one thing to really practice the saying of a word and then to actually say the word, but not feel the word. How do you get from being full leveled into the desire, the life, the language you want? How do you really activate and change the DNA that you don't want? We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the words, what to use, and what is a word that anytime anybody asks me or says it to me, my eyes roll the back of my head. What is it? Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. And yes, our office is open and we are doing strictly phone consultations. If you would like to call and get tuned up, it's perfect time with everything that's going on and things aren't calming down. Pick up the phone and give us a call. It's quick and easy and it's fun. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Are you ready to become an unstoppable force of love in the world? Then don't miss the Creative Empowerment Show, Invoking Radical Love with Rachel Chase, live every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Rachel shares tools, stories, and meditations to spark the flame of profound wisdom within you. If you want to awaken your superpowers and activate your heart, visit RachelChase.com.
What we've been taught and told is not all there is. Life is all about energy, and the energy you feel is real. Tune into the Energy Paradigm each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com with Dr. Vic. The Energy Paradigm is an eye-opening, mind-shifting, transformative, and earth-shattering way to live, work, and do business that will enable you to unlock your magic every day. Visit TheEnergyParadigm.com.
Transition, simultaneously the most difficult and vital part of the human experience. Without change, how would we grow? Tune in to Grounding Into Your Radiance with Stacey Barber every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Step into your truth and allow the light into your life. For more information about Stacey and her services, visit StaceyBarber.com. That's Stacey, S-T-A-C-I-E, Barber.com.
Hey everyone, it's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole from Shades of Spirit, bringing you another Shades of Spirit tip of the week. Jamie, have you ever wondered if you might be an empath?
Yes, I have. And some signs that we may be an empath include an inexplicable desire to avoid crowds in places like movie theaters, shopping centers, and restaurants.
You know, sometimes I'm able to walk into a room with other people and I know exactly how they're feeling, even if no one is saying a word.
I can attend social gatherings or other events and find myself so emotionally exhausted and physically drained that I could probably sleep for a week.
If any of these examples resonate with you, please come check out our new live podcast, Shades of Spirit. It's on every Monday morning at 8 a.m. on Transformation Talk Radio.
You can also find us at shadesofspirit.com, where you can book your appointment or call us at 858-684-7575.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Great to have you here. We're talking about fiery words with Coach Christine Clark. Before we get rolling here, would you talk about how people can find out about you and also what your free reframing session is about?
Yeah, absolutely. People can find me at Coach Christine Clark on Facebook, and my website is Sunglow Transformation. You can click in for a free session. In the free reframing session, all we've been talking about with words, let's shift those words so they empower you, and let's let go of the words that are causing you to dampen your own fire. So it's free and it's available through the end of the month. And go to Sunglow Transformation, click on, and let's do it.
And now we're going to talk about a couple of things here. We're going to talk about something that we can immediately today, right now, implement. And there are words that we can choose and understanding the impact of them. Take us through your top three or four, if you don't mind, what you hear most about where people come from, the language they use, and how to reframe it to something else.
Yeah, absolutely, Pat. Yeah, the how versus the why. Usually when we are asking why, we are asking why this is happening to me, why I can't show up the way I want. And it's a negative question. Things aren't happening the way we want, and so we ask why. And that sends our brain on a foraging foray to come up with all the reasons you don't meet the standard, you don't come up to snuff, all the things you've done from birth to current as to why you are a failure. And it's not helpful. It's not helpful at all.
Yeah. But I asked my table tennis coach one time, I used the word why. That was the last time I ever did. And it was exactly for the reason that you just pointed out. I really didn't want to know why. I didn't want to do the what.
Yeah, right. And so when we ask how, instead, how can I make this different? How can I get better? How can I improve my serve? All those things. Then you're asking your internal self to come up with solutions and to lean into your expertise and your knowledge and your experience. And it's a totally different question. And so, you know, learning to ask how rather than why is huge. It changes the dynamic. It changes the energy. It changes your outcomes. The other one is can't. How many of you out there say, I can't, whether it's, I can't make this coffee, I can't make the appointment, I can't take the kids to their dance lesson, I can't make it to work on time, I was working with a whole group of older people, and the one person said, you know, they can't learn their smartphone, you know, I can't do that, I can't keep up with technology. And when we say can't, what we are playing is the victim card, that it's out of our control. Somebody is raining our parade and I can't do this. Now, I want you to hear that. If you have a can't in your head, now I want you to restate that. Instead of saying can't, say, I won't. I won't take the kids to dance. I won't make the coffee appointment. I won't learn new technology. And it doesn't feel good, but in that you are choosing, you are at choice, you are not the victim any longer.
Yeah.
And it changes again, the energy. Rather than being flailing, I can't, if you say I won't, then it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know what one of the famous I can'ts are? And I'm going to just mention this because it really talks right into what you're about to talk about next. I can't take this anymore.
Right. Mm-hmm.
How often do we hear that?
Yeah, I'm done. I can't. And when you say I won't, then you realize that you have power, that you are at choice. And it's a different conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. And doesn't that lead to this next part? And this is really confusing, this one, for people. I bet you work with a lot of clients on this. I know I had to do a lot of work on need versus want.
Yeah. Absolutely.
There's a lot of dialogue in human potential movement about this. But we don't talk about which word is empowering and which is not.
Yeah. When you use the word need, I need to, you know, get up earlier. I need to go do my exercise. I need to eat better. I need to lose weight. Again, that's a resistance trigger. You're telling yourself that you're in desperation and it's not what you want to do, but you're kind of pushing on yourself or shouldn't on yourself when you say, I need to do this.
Yeah.
And when you change the need to want, I want to lose weight. I want to exercise. I want to do whatever it is. Then it's desire.
It's desire.
I'm speaking from desire.
Yeah.
And need speaks from desperation. You got to come up to snuff. I'm not good enough. But when you speak from want, the desire, that's a, you can feel it. Can you feel that in your belly?
Oh, Kat?
I can feel that.
I can feel it. And we learn it as kids. You know, we learn to stomp our feet and say, I want to get my horseback riding lesson today. I don't care how cold it is, Dad.
Mm-hmm.
We don't say, I need. We're 4 or 5 years old. I want that.
Right. Right. Yeah. You want to look at somebody who, you know, is the center of their own universe. You go back to that 3-year-old and they know what they want and they go after it. Nobody tells them no. And somewhere along the line, we lose that.
Yeah.
And to claim it back, just say, speak in terms of desire, speak in terms of want.
Yeah. Once a long time ago, when I first started to do the show, I literally hired a coach to specifically help me with this language. It was early on, it might have been in 05, right? Where I realized that I wasn't really articulating clearly my desire. Even in my language, I was compromising the possibilities. And I think that's what you're talking about today. Coach Christine, thank you for today. I'd love to know what your personal message is. What do you want to leave us with? And again, please mention how people can work with you on a free reframing session.
Yeah, people can find me at Sunglow Transformation. Click on the free coaching call and we'll do a free reframing session for you. Loosen up those ties to the language and open up to something better. You know, what we say to ourselves has so much more impact to anything anyone else can tell us. And if you're 99% sure you're not an albatross and somebody says you're an albatross, it just, you know, like, puh, right. And you stand in your power. But if you're a little bit wavering on whether or not you're an albatross and someone says, hey, you're an albatross, then you go, oh my God, I'm an albatross, you know? And so what we say to ourselves, what we believe in ourselves, is so much more important than what other people say. And by having awareness, by choosing your words, then you fan the flames of your own confidence. You're going to increase your resilience, trusting yourself, and you can shift from face-centered, worrying about what other people think and looking for external validation, to body-centered, authentic empowerment that allows you to forge the life you desire. And it's all in your words.
Mm. Yeah. Coach Christine, again, please tell folks about the best way to reach you. And thank you for all that you do.
Thank you, Pat. People can find me on Facebook at Coach Christine Clark. Go to my website, sunglowtransformation.com. Click on the blog, make some comments there, click on a free coaching session, check out the packages that are available to you. I will work with you one-on-one. I will work with you within a group. and I can come to your people and share this information with your team.